American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 332. Here is the translated text as follows. 300X, American State Trials. Dorsey did, only he gave him several lessons, and they must have been just sort of finishing touches before he got his degree. Well, in the university course, they didn't dare put the steps in writing, as they had done in the high school. It would have been too easy to trace from step to step, the suggestions made, the additions and subtractions here and there. Professor Dorsey had him 7 times, I know that, but God alone knows how many times the detectives had him. Was it fair to take this weak, pliable Negro and have these white men teach him, one after another? Who knows what is the final story that Conley will tell? He added the mesh bag when he was on the stand. Mary Fagan had reached the factory at approximately 12 minutes after 12, and it must have been after Montine Stover had gone. See the statements of W.M. Matthews and W.T. Hollis, streetcar men called by the defense, and George Epps, the little newsie, called by the state, and also the streetcar schedule. But supposing that she was there at 12:05, as I believe the state claims, then Montine Stover must have seen her. I don't see how they could have helped meeting. But suppose she got there a moment after Montine Stover left, then Lemmy Quinn was there at 12:20, and he found Frank at work. Could Frank have murdered a girl and hidden her body and then got back to work with no bloodstains on him in less than 15 minutes? If Frank is guilty, he must have, according to Conley, disposed of the body in the time between 4 minutes to 1 and 1:30. There can be no dispute about this. It's Conley's last revelation. If Frank is guilty, he was at his office between 4 minutes to 1 and 1:30. But who believes that story? Little Miss Kearns saw him at Alabama and Whitehall at 1:10. And at 1:20, Mrs. Levy, an honest woman, saw him get off the car at his home corner. And his wife's parents saw him, and they all swear he was there at 1:20. Then, if you are going to call them all perjurers and believe Jim Conley, think what you must do. Think what a horrible thing you must believe.